Okay, so we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Lord, remember your congregation. O Lord, hear my prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, who has taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and to ever rejoice in his holy consolation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, we beseech you that every thought, word, and deed of ours may always begin from you and always end in you in the holy divine will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today, the talk is going to be on the little family of Luisa Picaretta. And the Archbishop of Trani has asked that we become members of the little children of the whole of this little family of Luisa, and this little family of Luisa is within the great family of the Holy Catholic Church. So, within the mosaic of many families existing in the world, from the heart of God and by His most holy will, arises the little family of Luisa Picaretta. So, here is. The reason for this is what's coming. There's only one family that's going to survive. Jesus said to his apostles that it will happen like in the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, there was only one family that was pure, one family that was not corrupted. And that one family went right back to Adam and Eve. If you look in Genesis 6, the Nephilim interbred with the human generation. And what happened was all the families were corrupted except for one. That was Noah's family. And that's why God said he had to start over. And this great flood happened. And there was the family of Noah that was saved. And the reason, because it was pure. It had a pure line back to Adam and Eve. The second purification is the flood. The blood of Christ washing the world clean. And that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And now the third purification that's coming is the purification of fire from heaven. And God says the same thing. He says it will be like in the time of Noah. There will be one family that will survive. And Jesus tells that to Luisa. The chastisements that are coming, those that are living in the divine will, the chastisements will have little or no effect upon the souls. He says that after the chastisements, the survivors, Jesus said, will be living in the divine will. So what we have to have is this pure line to the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary, and to be of that family. And this is why it's so important to... we thank God we're Catholic because we have Jesus and Mary. Jesus, the Redeemer, Our Lady co-redeems with Christ. And the one soul who has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary is Luisa Picaretta. She has this this great love for Jesus and Mary. And as we enter into the divine will, we have a great love for Jesus and Mary as well. So, Mark 1, it says, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is close at hand. That was 2,000 years ago. The kingdom of God is here. Jesus has given Luisa the job to form the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus has given the job to Luisa to fulfill the Our Father. That's her job. And this is why when you read, when you watch The Dawn of a Mystery, Archbishop Bicherri says very clearly that no one has been given this job in the church before. You can look at the history of all the saints. No one was to fulfill the kingdom of the divine will on earth, fulfill the Our Father. Except, he says, this is Luisa's job. And this is why we have to really become members of this family. Now, your own family does not want the divine will. Your own family and friends and neighbors and co-workers and parishioners have other things that they want to do. And God, you know, God says, do what is it that will make you happy? What is it that you are longing for? And he gives everybody what they want. And he gave the devil hell because that's what the devil wanted. And for a lot of families, a lot of people in our families, you look at their lives and God has given them what they want. And then they suffer the consequences of it. What do we want? Well, if we're reading Louisa, we want the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. If we are reading Louisa, we want this third fiat. We want God to reign in us. And that's what this talk is going to be on, is how important it is that these members from all over the world who know Louisa become a family. We really have to become true brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to really begin to recognize that what God is going to bring about is the kingdom. What God is going to bring about is the divine will reigning on earth as it is in heaven, in the souls who are linked to Louisa. So you hear what the Holy Father John Paul II has said. Accordingly, the family must go back to the beginning of God's creative act. It is to attain self-knowledge and self-realization in accordance with the inner truth, not only of what it is, but also of what it does in history. So we have to go back. What did Jesus say to Louisa? What does this mean? What does this mean to become a family? It's not just to meet people that have the same interest. This isn't a club. Jesus is really asking us to recognize who Louisa is and who we are. So in volume 27, on January 10th, 1930, Jesus says to Louisa, "My daughter Louisa, whether little or good, you, Louisa, belong to our divine family. You, Louisa, are a member of this divine family. It is enough for you, Louisa. Even more, it is everything for you, Louisa. And it is the greatest glory and the greatest honor that you, Louisa, could possess." Okay? And that's the same thing. When we read this, we also want to be incorporated in this. If this is the greatest thing, and greatest honor, greatest glory for Louisa, how much more for us as well? "After this, my loving Jesus made himself seen as a tiny little child who, throwing his arms around my neck, told me, 'My mama, my mama,' the one, Louisa, who does my divine will, becomes mother." And that's what he says. Who is my mother and my brother? Who are my sisters? He says, those who do the will of God. "The divine fiat embellishes Louisa for me. The divine fiat transforms Louisa. The divine fiat renders Louisa fecund in such a way as to give Louisa all the qualities in order to be a true mother. And I, God, keep forming this mother Louisa within the reflections of the son of my divine volition." Okay, so look at the light that is emanating from Louisa. Why? Because she's reflecting this light. Remember, volume 1 through volume 10 is how to become a true mirror of Jesus. That's what we're supposed to be. When we read volume 1 through volume 10, we are called to become a mirror of Jesus. How? By being one with Louisa. By learning these truths, studying these truths. Jesus says, "I, God, glory and take so much pleasure in calling Louisa my mama, my mama." Okay, if God has glory in calling Louisa my mama, my mama, if God has pleasure in calling Louisa my mama, my mama, how much glory and pleasure do we have when we call Louisa mama, mama, little mama Louisa? And that's a good way to begin to refer to her. When somebody sees a picture of Louisa in your house, they go, "Who is that?" You go, "It's my mama Louisa." And they go, "What is wrong with you? Are you Italian?" And you go, "No, it's just my mama Louisa." But you have to have a love that's there. When the people come to your house and they see a statue of Our Lady, what is that? "Oh, that's Our Lady of Light. Oh, that's Our Lady of Joy. That's Our Lady of Medjugorje. That's Our Lady of Fatima. That's why? Because these are images of our mother, Mary. She is our mother. Jesus has given her to us. And now Jesus has given us a third mother. And for those that are adopted, they have four mothers, for five mothers. Our God is generous, and He wants to give us such comfort through Our Lady, through our own mothers, and now through little Louisa. So Jesus says, and not only do I, God, choose Louisa as my mother, but I, God, call many more tiny little ones and give to them my mother Louisa as their mother. So how glorious is this, that our God wants us to have a third mother. He wants us to recognize that we can go to Louisa. Again, Louisa's in charge of sanctification. Our Lady's in charge of redemption. Our Lady is mother and queen of all mankind. Louisa is the mother of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. It's a much smaller group. And again, you have Mother Angelica, you have Mother Teresa, you have Mother Gabrielle. You have many mothers, and our responsibility is to really embrace Louisa as our mom. And while Jesus was saying this, He showed me many little boys and little girls around me, Louisa, and the child Jesus said to them, "This, Louisa, is my mother and your mother." Now we have to understand, this is the beginning. This is where we have to begin with this great gift of the divine will. This is not just reading writings of this woman, Louisa. These writings were dictated to our mama, Louisa. And we have to really begin to know Louisa in a way that is, we haven't seen her before. Each day, God will show you more about little mama Louisa and who we are to each other. We're not just acquaintances. We're not just friends. We are brothers and sisters, not just of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, but now of this little family of Louisa. And again, it's not to be, you know, distant. We have to recognize that the family that God is calling us to is this family that's going to survive the chastisement. They're the ones that are going to live on earth. That's what Jesus tells Louisa. 524, November 14th, 1928. The little ones make feast and drew all around me, Louisa, together with Jesus. And Jesus added, "These little ones you see are no other than the first cohort of the children of my divine volition." Again, that was 1928 she saw this. And they were little ones who knew Louisa, who loved Louisa, were linked to Louisa. And Jesus says, "These are the first cohort." Now, we want to be part of this. And in it, this cohort, all will be little, because my divine will has the virtue of preserving them fresh and beautiful, just as they came out of our creative hands. So this littleness is what God wants. And remember, a baby, a newborn, cannot walk. Their feet are round. Their legs are not strong enough. Usually they're bowed and bent. And the reason for this is because the mother carries them. And we want to go to Mama Louisa and ask her, plead with her, beg her. This is why the relic cards are so important. The relic cards are very, very important, that we go to Louisa. If somebody is sick, touch them with a relic of Louisa. I mean, this is going to astonish the world who Louisa Picaretta is. And right now, this secret is ours. Our Lord wants us to give, to live this abundant life. And He's giving us the vehicle, the means to do it. So again, we have to be little. We have to be humble We have to really recognize our brothers and sisters as true brothers and sisters in Christ, in Our Lady, in now in Louisa. And since the divine will called your littleness to live in the divine will, it is right that the first one, you, Louisa, the first one, be the tiny little mother, mama, of the tiny little children of the holy divine will. Again, humility is very, very important. We must have humility. And how God gives us humility is by being humiliated by your family, by your friends, by your neighbors, by your co-workers, by your parishioners. This is God's way. And if we get angry with being humiliated, it's because we're not humble. We embrace humility. We don't look to be humiliated. You just be who you are and you will be humiliated. Your family will laugh at you. Well, why? Because I go to church on Sunday. They will ridicule you. Why? Because I go to confession. They will ridicule you because why? I want to follow the teachings of the church. And again, that's fine. What our job is to be faithful and little, obedient. Volume 24, May 26, 1928. And since everything is established and ordered by the divinity, it awaits the one Louisa who must give the strongest knock, who, forcing the doors with its invincible strength, the very strength of my most holy divine will open wide the doors, and with her sweet chains of love will bind the eternal will to make the divine will come to reign in the midst of creatures. Now, what's wonderful about this is the church. Louisa is going to give to the church, you know, the holy doors that they open every 25 years. In volume 15, Jesus says to Louisa that you, Louisa, I give to this gift to you, Louisa, that you will give it to the man, the Pope. He has the keys to the kingdom. He will open the doors of the kingdom because of Louisa to all the world. And the kingdom of the divine will reign on earth as it is in heaven. This is the job of the Holy Father. This is the job of the one who is the vicar of Christ on earth. And again, Louisa goes hand in hand with the Pope. Adam and Eve, Jesus and Mary, Louisa and the Pope. This is the time we're living in and how glorious this is. Louisa will be like a bride who, bejeweling the groom with her loving chains, will carry him as though in triumph into the midst of the creatures. So, what Louisa, see the Pope, he knows all of the dogma and doctrine of the Church. This is why we're Catholic. The traditions, the scriptures, the dogma and doctrine of our faith is what the church is about. Adam knew all that. Adam did not have to be taught that. Adam lived the Catholic life. Adam possessed the universal life. The Pope has everything that is needed. And now, this, as Jesus says to Louisa, Louisa is going to bejewel the groom, the man, with this great gift of the divine will. And then he has the keys to the kingdom. Two keys. Why two keys? One key locks up the human will. The other key gives the divine will to the world. See, why do we go to confession? We go to confession every week. Why? Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. I have lived in my human misery. These are my sins. This is my life. And what Jesus is saying is now, he says, I'm tired of the way you're living. He says this in the three appeals. And since you haven't come after me, Jesus says, I am going to come after you. And this is what he's doing. He is the one who's leading, directing, guiding us through the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the one that's doing this. Remember, volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. God is doing this. We become a divine mirror of Jesus, a saint in the church, And we have to remember that what did Jesus tell us through Louisa in the very first day that she wrote, February 28th, 1899, the very first day that Louisa wrote, on the second page, third page, she says that you must possess the mystical marriage. Now, the great saints of the church possess the mystical marriage. St. John of the Cross, St. Catherine of Siena, St. Teresa of Avila. These are great, heroic saints. What do they say? Let me be burned in the burning holocaust of your love. Let me be annihilated in your flames of your heart. Let me be consumed in the burning furnace of your charity. They want to enter into the fire of God. This fire is coming. We shouldn't be afraid of this fire. It is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The love of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, is coming upon the earth. And Jesus, Our Lady said, it will be good for some, it will be bad for most. If we love Jesus and Mary, if we're longing for holiness, if we're longing for perfection, if we want to be little, if we want to be humble, if we want to be a faithful and obedient Catholic, we will be in ecstasy when this fire hits. But if we're in rebellion against God and His church, all that will be left is wailing and grinding of teeth. And that's, Our Lady says, that's where the majority of people are going to be. Jesus says that to Louisa. The majority of people will not be able to endure what's coming. Heaven is coming to earth. That's the fire of heaven is coming to earth. And for the devil, it's hell, because they have rejected God. For us, it is ecstasy, because we want God. So again, what Jesus is showing us through Louisa is this divine will, these 36 volumes, will carry the Pope as though in triumph in the midst of souls. And the Pope is going to open the doors of the kingdom. He is in charge. He represents Christ, the vicar of Christ on earth. And our responsibility is not only to love Jesus and Mary and Louisa, but the Holy Father. And he's going to do great, great things. And just as the Holy Virgin Mary put an end to the night of the hours of the patriarchs and prophets and formed the dawn to make the Son of the Eternal Word rise, so this one, Louisa, again, the night that we're in is going to turn into day. This is why even the video, the dawn of a mystery, it's a new day that's coming with Louisa. So this one will form the dawn to make rise the sun of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. See, Louisa is as we read, as we study, what does Jesus tell us about Louisa? Louisa is a sun at high noon. That's what Jesus says. All the saints before were stars at night. All the saints, the greatest saints that ever lived, are stars at night. Louisa's the newborn. Louisa's the firstborn of the divine will. Louisa's the little mama of the second generation of the children of light. The stars are still in the sky during the day, but you can't see them because the sun is so bright. That's why St. Padre Pio said, there will be a second sun. Louisa is a second sun. There's going to be no more darkness. Why? Because, as we read it, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is close at hand. The kingdom of God is here. See, as you learn how to pray the round of creation, round of redemption, you're in heaven. This is not a devotional life. You don't get, I got my prayers done. Now I can do what I want. Now I can go play tennis. No. The divine will is every thought, every word, every breath, everything that you think, say, and do to give glory to God and bring sanctification to souls. as you walk outside in the grass during the summer when it's when, and barefoot, and you just stand there, you're in heaven. Why? Because you're looking at everything, you're smelling everything, you're touching everything, you're listening to everything around you as an I love you. And you begin to reciprocate that I love you back to God. So it's not rote prayers. You're not just, I got these prayers done, now they're done. Whew, I'm done. No, it's to live in heaven while on earth. To live heaven. Most people are living hell on earth. And Jesus says, if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, if you're sinning, you are anticipating hell. If you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, you're anticipating heaven. So our job is to really let go of the family that we see all around us. Our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, our parishioners, we let go of that. And we go, okay, I want. You know, we have to tell Jesus this. I want to be a member of the family of Luisa Picaretta. I need to be a member of the family of Luisa Picaretta. I want to be a brother and sister of this beautiful family of Luisa Picaretta. I want to see those that love Luisa as members of the family that I am now part of. It's not this again. It's not a club. It's not anything that you've ever seen before. Again, this is the one, Luisa, to form the dawn, a new day, to make rise the sun of the Fia Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. The little family of Luisa is founded on the high spirituality of the divine will. Again, you must have the mystical marriage. That's how you begin to live in the divine will. And for any of us to say that I have the mystical marriage is presumptuous. Because this is only for the greatest saints that have ever lived. And what does Jesus say to Luisa? When she was 17, Jesus says, where all the other saints ended their spiritual life with a mystical marriage and died, Luisa, I begin your spiritual life. This is where she begins. And then he said to her, go to bed. Stay there. For 64 years, she did not eat, drink, or sleep. For 64 years. Truly obedient to Jesus. You know, we can't do that. We could never do that. See, Luisa was chosen to be the mother of the second generation of the children of light. And she did everything that was necessary. God reformed her. That's why volume one is a very hard volume to read. Because he takes Luisa and crushes her. Think about it. See, the 36 volumes are about Luisa Picaretta. Not about you, not about me, but about Luisa. And so what does he do in volume one? He crushes her in order to reform her, taking clay and crushing it so that he can form her into this newborn, this firstborn. What our God wants us to recognize is this little newborn, he gave her the mystical marriage. And all he says to us is link yourself to Luisa and you will have the mystical marriage. It's nothing that I have done or you have done. We would never be able to attain this. But being linked to Luisa, because she has this, we have it. That's why I've said before, get a ring and make a commitment to Jesus. Let the Lord court you and set a date and receive the mystical marriage. Again, it's nothing that you are doing. It's what God wants for you. You have to begin with this mystical marriage. The highest possible gift given to man before Louisa. And once you have a ring that is yours, you know, you don't have to wear it, but have a ring that is yours. And you say, when you look at it, this is the mystical marriage. Because of Louisa, I have this. And then let God begin to teach you what this gift is all about. So that Little Family Louisa is founded on the high spirituality of the divine will. This is not what we have learned for the last 2,000 years, how to be good, holy, saintly. This is beyond that. It's not just being good and holy and saintly. It's to share in divinity. That's why when you go to Holy Mass and the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice and he says, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ God humbled himself to share in our humanity. This is amazing. Volume 27, January 10th, 1930. Indeed, everyone belongs to me by bonds of creation. But this is the great difference. The one, Louisa, who belongs to me, not only by bonds of creation, but the bonds of the fusion of wills. That is, mine is Louisa's soul and only will. The saints, see, when you did a saintly thing, it was a good, a holy, saintly thing done in a human way. That's why they're saints. They follow God in a human way. Jesus says, I'm tired of that. Now I want you to do things in a divine way. And just so that you know, nobody does anything divine. Only God does. And the people that are saying they're in the divine will and I'm doing divine acts, it's heresy. It's not true. Calm divine will can breathe in my breathing. Jesus is doing that. Jesus is breathing. Calm divine will walk in my walking. Calm divine will gaze in my gazing. It's Jesus who is doing that. You're giving permission to God to reign in you. Calm divine will, come pray in my praying. That's why the Praevini Act is so important. That we do the Praevini Act. Why? So that the whole day is we let God reign. We let God have his way with us. Calm divine will. And then we do our actual acts throughout the day. Again, as you enter into this gift of the divine will, what happens is you really become so peaceful, so joyful, so happy that it is heaven on earth. I, God, can say that these belong to me with bonds of the true family of ours, because the will is the most intimate thing that can exist, both in God and in the creature. It is the essential part of life. It is the director. It is the dominator that has the virtue of binding with inseparable bonds God and the creature. And from this inseparability, it can be recognized that Louisa belongs to our divine family. See, this, God does not want to be separated from us anymore. When we sin, when we do our human will, God is not, we've abandoned God. God doesn't want to leave us, but we abandon him. So with this great gift of the divine will, there's no more separation. The divine will, okay, it has the principle of life in the prayer of the Our Father as a special focus. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay. Again, Louisa fulfills the Our Father. Volume 20, October 15th, 1926. Therefore, in the Our Father, in the words, your will be done, is the prayer that all may do the supreme will, and in on earth as it is in heaven, that man may return into that for which he came, in order to reacquire his happiness, to reacquire the lost goods, and to reacquire the possession of the divine kingdom. This part of the prayer of prayers constitutes the secret for the fulfillment and the completion of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, because it is the divine will that wants to reign in man, as it did in innocent Adam. Okay, the only way that can happen is if paradise is here. And that's what's coming. The fire is coming. Why? To bring paradise here for those who want it. And for those who don't want it, they can't be here. They can't survive the fire. This is... None of us should be afraid of what's coming. None of us should be. You know, love casts out all fear. As you enter into the divine will, everything is fiat. And God is going to take care of his little ones. We not only have God doing this, we have our Blessed Mother saying she will do this, and now Louisa will do this. Our little mama. Volume 15, April 14th, 1923. Now, in order to dispose souls to live in my most holy divine will, to let them partake in the goods it contains, and to make man return to the path of his origin, just as he was created by me, I myself wanted to pray as the first, making my voice resound from one end of the earth to the other, even up high in heaven, saying, Our Father who art in heaven. I did not say my Father, but I called him the Father of the whole human family, so as to engage him in that which I was going to add, may all hallow your name, so that your kingdom may come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This was the purpose of creation. And I, Jesus, asked the Father that it be fulfilled. And as I, Jesus, prayed the Father, the Father surrendered to my supplications, and I, Jesus, formed the seed of a good so great that so that this seed might be known, I, God, taught my prayer to the apostles, and they transmitted it to the whole church, so that just as the people of the future Redeemer found salvation in him and disposed itself to receive that the promised Messiah, in exactly the same way, in this seed formed by me, the church might pray and repeat my very prayer many times, and might dispose herself to receive the good of recognizing and loving my celestial Father as their Father in such a way as to deserve to be loved as children and receive the great good that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God has this planned. Volume 23, February 25th, 1928. My very praying to the Celestial Father, let it come, let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, meant that with my coming upon the earth, the kingdom of my will was not established in the midst of creatures. Otherwise, I would have said, My Father, let our kingdom that I have already established on earth be confirmed. Let it, our will dominate and reign. Instead, I said, Let it come. This meant that it must come, and the creatures must await it. With that certainty, and again, Christian hope is certain. We are certain that which they awaited the future Redeemer, with which they awaited the future Redeemer, because there is my most holy divine will bound and committed in those words of the Our Father. And when it binds itself, whatever it promises is more than certain. Again, hope. Hope means certainty. Now, we have human hope, and again, some people run that in the presidential campaigns, which is a lie. It's not certain at all. Christian hope is certitude. We know God is going to do this. And that's how you have to live. Yeah, there's going to be tough times. It's going to be so tough, fire from heaven is coming upon the earth. But for us, it's going to be ecstasy. Why? Because we want God's will to reign. We want the love of Jesus and Mary. We have already consecrated our hearts, our homes, our families to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now God is giving us another little heart, Louisa. More so, since everything was prepared by me, Jesus, nothing else was needed but the manifestation of my kingdom, and this is what I, God, am doing basically through Louisa. So do you think that my giving you, Louisa, so many truths about my fiat is only to give you simple news? No. It is because I, God, want everyone to know that its kingdom is near and to know its beautiful prerogatives so that all may love, all may yearn to enter, all may yearn, know and love and yearn to live in a kingdom so holy, full of happiness and all goods. See, this is, again, how do you spread this around? How do you spread the divine will around? It's by living it. If you read this, if you study this, if you put this into practice, yes, you put your family in the divine will. You put your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers in the divine will. But as you read this, somebody in India begins to live it. As you read this and study this, somebody in Africa begins to live it. If you read this, if you study this, somebody in Alaska begins to live it. Russia, China. I mean, God is doing this. This is God's will. So you don't have to, hey, you got to read this. Hey, you got to. No, you begin to live heaven on earth. Your family doesn't want this. Your neighbors don't want this. Your parishioners don't want this. Your co-workers do not want this. You want it for them. You want it for everyone. And everyone will hear about this. How? God is going to do it. Volume 26, I think that's August 24th, 1925. July. Therefore, my coming upon earth served to draw the two wills, human and divine, closer to each other, and to place them in intimate relations, to increase the news in order to make it known, so much so that I taught thee our Father, making them say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If my holy divine will does not live on earth as it does in heaven, it cannot be said that its kingdom has its kingdom in the midst of creatures. So if you're not living on earth as it is in heaven, if God's holy divine will isn't in you, if you're not, then you're in misery. You are in misery. And therefore, it is the time of its kingdom. It will present not only in the midst, but inside each one of them as perennial life. In order to come to this, it must be recognized. And how it is like head and primary life of each creature. Because this head is not recognized, its strength, its sanctity, its beauty. It does not flow to the members, nor can it let its noble and divine blood flow in their veins. Therefore, the life of heaven cannot be seen in souls. What did Gandhi say? Gandhi said very clearly, I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in, I believe in Christ, but I don't believe in Christians. I don't see any other Christs. It's the same thing here. Somebody says they're living at the divine will. If it's not seen, then they're not doing it. What has to be seen? The peace, the joy, and the happiness. The worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the misery cannot be seen anymore. This is why I, Jesus, so love so much that my divine will be known. Knowledge will make love arise. In feeling loved and longed for, it will feel drawn to come to reign in the midst of creatures. That's our job. Nobody else's. Nobody else in your family. Nobody else in your parish. Nobody else in your neighborhood. Nobody else in your workplace. Nobody. This is your job. Volume 31, February 24th, 1933. The same for my holy divine will. Completely spontaneous, I told them, pray that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when this spontaneity, pray this will happen, is said, without anyone having an importuned me, it means that at first I looked at everything in my all-seeingness and I pondered everything very well, and when I saw that it was possible, then I decided to teach the Our Father, wanting the human will united to ours so that it might yearn that it would come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. So he says very clearly, When I saw that this was possible, then I, God, decided. And it's the same thing with us. When God sees that you want this, then God is going to decide to teach. But we have to prove to Jesus that we want this. We have to. He says, I will give this when I see that they want this more than anything else. Now, there's a lot of holy things going on, saintly things going on. God says, do what you want. But what he says, I want you to live in the divine will, then he's saying very clearly that we have to prove to Jesus that we want this. So he says, therefore, everything I've manifested about my holy divine will is enclosed in these words alone. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In these few words are contained abysses of graces, abysses of sanctity, abysses of light, and abysses of communication and divine transformations between God and man. Again, this is, as you read, this is not normal. This isn't a book. Jesus says there are many books out there. There's only one book that would transform a soul, and that is the book of heaven. And it is clear, and it gives its clear manifestation in the sanctity and life of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, whom many, especially in Corrado, know as Luisa La Santa. And that's what's so great. Luisa La Santa, La Saint. She was called the saint while she was living. And we are called to know Luisa in a way that we haven't even thought about yet. So we'll end there, and we'll come back in 15 minutes.